That was Dirt by Leisure Club, a five-piece indie pop band from Vancouver with catchy melodies, heartfelt lyrics, and summertime vibes. They've just released two new singles, I Want You in the Dark and Hard to Find, a couple of weeks ago. I spoke with drummer Daniel Ruiz over Skype. Daniel, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you. So nice to talk to you again.
You've been together with your four bandmates as Leisure Club since 2016. How do you feel your sounds evolved since those earlier days?
I feel like we're constantly just like trying to surpass ourselves and like trying to get more involved with kind of like finding a really strong, intimate connection. And it's such a collaborative process that it takes a while for all of us to really get down on our specific parts and make sure that everything is kind of like a cohesive unit. I think it's us knowing more what we want. And that kind of led to these two new songs because we worked with so many producers and it was a really great experience. But we wanted to try out this new material just like done by ourselves. And it was a really interesting, cool process because it kind of like gave us the time to really like sink into the parts and then reassess them, or, you know, we had the chance to change things if we wanted to without having that pressure of like, oh, we got to have this done because, you know, we're working with somebody else. So I think that itself led to kind of like more of an honest songwriting and just like thinking on what we want to do with our music and feeling good about it, you know?
Had you already done the recording for these songs before the pandemic?
It was kind of like a half and half. We do have a studio where we started tracking stuff. And, you know, when the pandemic hit, there was a few parts missing. So we were able to kind of do it separately. Like myself, I went and recorded drums on my own. And it's been a really cool process in that sense because we are able to send parts to each other, even though we were not able to see each other for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And still we're able to work together. It's kind of crazy to think how amazing technology is for, you know, allowing us to get this done. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a little difficult in the sense of, for us, it's very important to be able to play with each other and jam and explore ideas together because that usually really flows very fast for us. So there was a bit of a limitation with that, but at the same time, we were able to still continue working and, you know, doing parts individually. So, I mean, I think mostly stuff was already done, but yeah, like the finishing touches and redos and stuff was all kind of like with the new procedures with the pandemic, which, you know, it's kind of like a learning process. So, you know, you got to embrace change and deal with it and learn from it. Right. So I think it was kind of like good and bad in a sense, you know, I mean, it wasn't the same as playing live and getting that energy together, but we were able to put that energy individually and still feel like, okay, this feels right. It sounds like what we want it to sound like, which is cool.
Definitely. Tell me about the new song, Hard to Find.
Hard to Find was, it started with a jam and we like recorded on an iPhone and then we're like, okay, cool. This sounds good. Let's kind of like set up an arrangement. And honestly, for me personally, I did a lot of different drum takes for this because I kept on being like, no, it's not good enough. I can do better. I was like really, really strict with myself on it. And, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, I personally did not have the equipment to be able to record on my own. So we did a lot of drum tracks, but I kept on, you know, saying like, oh, let's do another take and I'm sure the guys were kind of just like, oh my God, this guy, like he's another take. And, you know, but then when I was able to get an interface and be able to record on my own, I found that it was like really helpful for me because I'm so strict on what I want to just have it done and not be worrying about like wasting anybody's time or anything like that. So, you know, it evolved from, you know, so many takes. And then finally I was like, this is the one. And by that time, because we already had the structure of the song and most of the stuff recorded separately too. So it just kind of was easy to put it all together and finish it up. But yeah, like for example, in the bridge, there's like this electronic percussion sound that totally was just done in my bedroom. Cause I was like, I'm hearing this, and I used my little drum electronic pad and added it, send it to the guys, and they were like, yes, this is great, send the stems and the tracks. And then, you know, it really was a cool process of like collaboration and exploring new ways to get music recorded. And the song originally was called Full Roach, and then we just like, usually Jamie comes up with the title that he wants to put on, and Hard to Find resonated with all of us, and then it stuck with that. So it's a good jam, and I think it has that like easygoing pace, but it still has like good energy and kind of like that feel good vibe that we try to convey with our music.